Now, your local news on B99.3 with Brandon Amo.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 31st, and here's a look at the news. The legislative session in New York State is scheduled to end Thursday, and Governor Kathy Hochul said there is a mountain of work to complete before the session ends. On top of the mountain of work Hochul will work on are the issues of further protecting abortion rights and crafting more gun safety measures. In terms of gun safety measures, Hochul wants to increase the age at which individuals can buy weapons, strengthen the state's red flag law, which allows a judge to order weapons to be seized from people believed to present a danger to themselves and others. Hochul wants to make it mandatory for police to activate the red flag process whenever they encounter someone who is making violent threats for the reproductive rights issue. New York State has already codified the rights in the Roe v. Wade decision into New York State law, but lawmakers, including Finance Committee Chair Liz Krueger, would like to go further and include those rights in the state's constitution. Hochul says the mountain will be reduced by the deadline. The New York State Education Department says the claims being forwarded by U.S. House of Representatives member Elise Stefanik are patently false. In the recent past, Stefanik has spent a lot of time talking about critical race theory, or CRT, a way of showing the systemic racism which plagues America. Stefanik says CRT is radical and racist, and New York State is fraudulently using federal funds to get the theory into classrooms. However, most political observers say Stefanik's actions are part of a years-old pattern of bringing right-wing national issues to the North Country. Past Stefanik claims include conspiracy theories regarding the 2020 election, immigrant insurrections, and what she called the illegal mask mandate. Alexander Cohen, a Clarkson University political science professor, says Stefanik's actions are about constructing a narrative of fear and conflict, and many times the issues are not high on the North Country agenda. The Creative Spirit Community Arts Center, home of St. Lawrence County Arts, will close until June 8th, giving the staff an opportunity to move the rest of its belongings from the basement of the Village of Potsdam building. A press release from the organization says items to be moved include office, kitchenette, and living room furniture, along with a room full of supplies. To make the move as easy as possible, the council is asking for volunteers to help move furniture, manage and rearrange sales inventory, clean, and perform other tasks. A volunteer day scheduled for this Saturday, June 4th, will start at 10 a.m. Village of Canton Deputy Mayor Carol Pynchon recently told trustees the village's food scrap recycling program will continue, although the shelter housing the dumpster was damaged during a recent windstorm. Village DPW Superintendent Tim Bacon said later this summer his crews will pour a concrete pad, anchoring the shelter more firmly in place. Pynchon also told trustees while the collection site will remain near the pavilion, the village will transport the material to Little Grass Food Works just a mile from the village, instead of the former site on U.S. Highway 11. Town of Morristown Democrats are considering changing the way they select candidates for office from a caucus to a primary. Town Councilor Chris Coffin and a group of Democrats are thinking about the move because it will get more Democrats involved in town elections and make the process more transparent and uniform. If Democrats switch to the primary form instead of gathering to nominate a candidate, they would have to submit petitions to the County Board of Elections and participate in a June primary. Republicans in the town of Morristown already use the primary system. Legislation introduced yesterday in Parliament would, if passed, put a freeze on importing, buying, or selling handguns. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the law will put a cap on the number of handguns in the country. Trudeau said it will be illegal to buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada. Canada has a plan to ban 1,500 types of military-style firearms and offer a mandatory buyback program beginning at the end of this year. Trudeau reminded his audience the country has already expanded background checks. The regulation introduced yesterday is expected to be enacted this fall. For B99.3 News, I'm Brandon Amo.
Third time's the charm for the Cornwall Motor Speedway as they finally got their opening night racing underway this past weekend. Brian McDonald in the 358 modified feature started in the ninth position and claimed the checkered flag for the first race of the year. Luke Whitaker would finish in second, followed by Kerry Terrance, Corey Wheeler, and Louis Jackson Jr. In the sportsman division, it was Cedric Gavro taking top honors. Ryan Stabler finished in second, Robert DeLormer third, Gabe Sear fourth, and William Racine rounded out the top five. Turning over to the pro stock division, Bruno Richard would take first place, Bruno Sear second, followed by Jocelyn Roy, Burton Ward, and Mark Lalonde. And in the mini stocks, Alex Charbonneau, start to finish, was the top finisher, followed by Dominic Blaze, Tyler LaMarche, Curtis Lindsay, and Sylvain Charest. Racing was rained out this weekend at the Mohawk International Raceway. Baseball, softball, and lacrosse championships will finish off the postseason schedule for those sports today. Over at Potsdam High School, the Section 10 overall boys lacrosse championship will take place between Augsburg Free Academy and Salmon River. Both teams will go into New York State competition, win or lose. The winner of the game will be the Class D rep, and then the loser, the Class C rep, and will host New York State quarterfinal action on Saturday at Potsdam High School. The Section 10 Class D Baseball Championship is set. Fourth-seeded Hewelton will take on third-seeded Tupper Lake at Clarks University starting at 5 p.m. And our feature game tonight, the Section 10 Class D Softball Championship, will pit fourth-seeded Hammond versus third-seeded Edwards Knox. A 5 p.m. start from SUNY Potsdam, and a game can hear on 100.1 FM, 1470 AM, and streaming live on wildcountry.fm. Chris Engel, B99.3 Local Sports.